Maxine Nightingale. We've got to get back where we started from. It's 21 minutes after 3 o'clock, and right now, it's a hot 91 degrees at Guntersville's GSV.
Something you're doing takes a lot out of you. You need a special kind of refreshment that can help you put it all back. The great tasting soft drink that's strong and bold and refreshing. Mr. Pibb.
Come on and get hold of a taste that's strong and bold.
The benefits of checking at First Alabama Bank. Fast, accurate tellers in all our convenient locations. Fast, accurate tellers in our handy drive-in windows. And of course, the great package of services when you join the club. The first thing you'll probably notice about checking with First Alabama Bank is our terrific tellers. Friendly for sure. But better yet, First Alabama tellers are professionals, carefully trained to stay on top of your needs quickly and accurately. The second thing you'll notice about checking with us is what a great value the club is. It offers you all kinds of bank services for just $3 a month. Terrific tellers and all the benefits of the club. No wonder First Alabama customers say, Member FDIC.
Heard of all the things you've done.
Aaron's Bowling, and don't hang up those dancing shoes. Coming up this hour, GSB has a copy of the newest ABBA album to give to you, and all you have to do is call in. I'll tell you when to phone. Just keep it here to win. This is Andy Gibb from the album Shadow Dancing. Andy Gibb and Shadow Dancing. It's 3:30 and 91 degrees, 91 hot degrees at Connersville's GSV. Connersville weather partly cloudy through tomorrow and a chance of afternoon and evening thundershowers. A 40% chance this afternoon, 20 tonight, and 30% tomorrow. Here's Cat Stevens.
Oh, I'm on my way. I know I am somewhere not so far from here. All I know is all I feel right now. I feel the power growing in my hair. Sitting on my own, not by myself. Every to touch your face to know. I don't need to use my eyes to see. I keep on wondering if I sleep too long. Will I always wake up the same or so? I keep on wondering if I sleep too long. Will I even wake up again?
Yeah.
Nothing else has its icy, fresh, frosty, clean style that just naturally brings a smile. 7-Up, it's the only way.
Yes, the only way to do it is undo it. 7-Up.
If you have a knack for getting into tight places, then the Mall Merchants Association has just the thing to best use your talents.
This afternoon at 5:30, the Mall Merchants present a Volkswagen stuffing contest.
The object is to get as many people as possible into a Volkswagen. The Mall Merchants will provide the bug, you provide the stuffers, and the winning team gets to see Grease free.
It's all a part of Fabulous 50s Week at the Mall. All week, the Mall Merchants will have special sales with super bargains and fantastic savings all over the store.
Then, if you've come dressed up in 50s clothing, you could win a 2-month pass to the Mall Garden Twin.
Come on, join the fun during 50s Week at the Marshall County Mall, Marshall County's only air-conditioned mall.
After you go, I can catch up on my breathing. After you go, I have a lot more time for sleeping. When you're gone, it looks like things are gonna be a lot easier. Life will be a breeze. I really should be glad, but I'm losing and losing. Sadder than sad. You're the only light this empty room has ever had. Life without you.
Food and fun, 7-Up. It's the only way.
I am. Right now, a super summer sale is on at the Sewing Basket in North Guntersville. Save on those summer sewing needs and items you'll need later, too. Soft and lovely polyester material. It's regularly $3.98. Save a dollar, now only $2.98. One table of summer weight polyester is one half price. Get ready for back to school with cotton and polyester blends, all 20% off. And domestic for quilting is 49 cents a yard. This summer sale is on now through July 15th at the Sewing Basket, Taylor Street, across from the courthouse parking lot in North Guntersville. The Sewing Basket.
It's 3:43 at GSB. People Got to Be Free. It's 3:45. This is Rita Coolidge off her newest album. This is You.
Thank you. WBSV with Paul Davis, living a sweet life. WGSV would like to give a copy of the newest ABBA album to caller number 3 at 582-8131. If you'd like a copy of that album, just be the third caller right now. My telephone number is 582-8131. GSV, giving away North Alabama's best albums. Call now and good luck. GSV says congratulations to Bob Locke of Gunnersville, who placed the third call through and won.
For most of the New York injuries, I'm Mike Dewey, American Contemporary Radio. More than 100 people were injured this afternoon, 14 critically, when an explosion blew an ice cream truck into small pieces in New York City. The blast was near the financial center of Wall Street. ABC's Martin Bush found a witness, Van Johnson.
I was scared. It's the most treacherous thing I've seen in a long time. I have always seen it on movies and everything, but never experienced nothing like this.
Johnson says he ran to a nearby building and saw a lot of people lying on the floor. Police set up portable emergency rooms in trucks to help those with minor injuries. Earlier police reports said the explosion was caused by a bomb, but authorities now say it will be a couple of days before they know what caused the blast. Peter Frampton in car accident. That story coming up.
My 4-year-old daughter said, "You can have this gum. It's sugarless, it's Trident, and it's okay." And I remember I laughed.
Georgina Sutton, a mother from Denville, New Jersey, talks about Trident sugarless gum.
They'll ask me questions like, why is this the best gum? And I'll say, because it's sugarless and that it tastes very good.
And 4 out of 5 dentists surveyed recommend sugarless gum for their patients who chew gum. Will your kids stay with sugarless gum?
They know that I will only accept Trident, and they're very satisfied with that.
Trident, flavor for your taste without sugar for your teeth.
I met this great-looking guy. He had a few pimples. So I said, come on over to my pad. Well, he misunderstood. That's when I told him my pad is Stridex. Stridex medicated pads.
Every Stridex pad has hundreds of tiny ridges to break through the dirt and oil on your skin and help unblock your pores. Then the clear Stridex medicine can get in to help dry up your pimples.
Now Mark's super looking. How about you? Come on over to my pad, Stridex.
Peter Frampton was seriously hurt in a car accident last night. Frampton was hurt near his home in the Bahamas and has been flown to a hospital in New York City for treatment. Spokesman for Frampton says the rock star suffered broken ribs, a broken arm, and head injuries that required 12 stitches. ABC's Charles Bierbauer is the latest American journalist accused of doing his job poorly, at least by Soviet standards. Moscow, Bierbauer explains.
I'm accused of having disrupted a Muhammad Ali's press conference here with provocative questions. And the newspaper Sovietsky Sport says that I am the type of journalist who specializes in inventions, mystifications, petty sensations, and simply canards, that is, falsehoods and rumors. What I did was I asked Muhammad Ali a question about why he asked, why he told Leonid Brezhnev that meeting him was the greatest honor in his life.
Ali visited the Soviet Union for 10 days recently. Correspondent Bierbauer says he and other Western reporters in Moscow feel the rash of Russian criticism is meant to be intimidating. A Russian judge has given two American reporters till Monday to answer charges they libeled the Soviet Radio and Television Commission. A federal judge in New York City has held Attorney General Griffin Bell in civil contempt for failure to obey his order to give the Socialist Workers Party the files of 18 FBI informants. Judge Thomas Grisa says Bell has till 5 p.m. next Friday to comply, or he will automatically be in contempt of court. Bell is expected to appeal. Heart attacks caused by 99-degree heat are blamed for the deaths of two Army recruits at Fort Jackson, South Carolina. The two collapsed yesterday. They were identified as Privates Lester Watts of York, South Carolina, and Wayne Crasso of Signet, Ohio. Former President Nixon makes one of his infrequent public appearances Sunday when he takes part in ceremonies dedicating a new recreation center in Hyden, Kentucky. One of the organizers of the event, Leslie County Judge Alan Muncy, told ABC News why Mr. Nixon was invited.
President Nixon's idea was new federalism, as I recall. That's what he called it. And he did more than just talk about problems. You know, you have campaigns and people talk about these things. He did more than talk about it. He pushed it through the Congress.
Muncy defended the invitation to the former president. He says it was the Nixon administration that approved the money for the recreation center.
Well, we don't have to justify to anybody except ourselves what we're doing, and we've made the decision. We like it. We like President Nixon. We're glad he's coming.
Muncy says the town of Hyden, Kentucky will be out in big numbers to welcome Mr. Nixon. I'm Mike Dewey, American Contemporary Radio, a service of ABC News.
Deep and wild is the savage tan. Get it there with tropical blend. Dark and sleek is the savage.
Tropical blend by Coppertone with natural oils. Smells coconutty. Lets you tan fast. Moisturizes to help keep you beautiful. Use tropical blend. The natives will get restless.
With tropical blend.
Tropical blend, the savage tan.
It's 4 o'clock at WGSB, Guntersville, Alabama, and Billy Ocean is coming up next. Good afternoon, I'm Hamilton Masters. State auditors have taken exception to the payment of more than $1,200 to a member of the board for the Marshall Jackson Mental Health Center. The examiners say the payments to Kenneth Devers in 1974 and 75 constitute an apparent conflict of interest. Two men are being held on arson charges. More arrests expected into that investigation into the destruction of two plush Marshall County houses. An ARAB man has been transferred to the Mount Meigs Diagnostic Center after pleading guilty to charges yesterday in the robbery of a store at Scant City. A leader of the demonstration's indicator says yesterday's confrontation with police was, in his words, a gross misunderstanding by both sides. State Supreme Court has directed a lower court to decide whether an Alabama Dairy Commission regulation involving the production of buttermilk violates the due process provisions of the state and federal constitutions. WGSB, keeping you up to date.
GSV, Billy Ocean and Love Really Hurts Without You. It's 3 minutes after 4 o'clock. In this hour, I've got Howard Cosell to speak of sports. That all begins at 4:25 right here.
I learned to sing with my mama in a church down Georgia way. She said, girl, you got a voice that could take you far someday. We laugh and talk about such dreams on our porch on summer night. I'd drink my RC Cola.
The King of Values presents a 4th of July sale featuring a 20-inch Breeze Box fan that's usually $17.88, now only $14.88. Ladies short shorts and Jamaica shorts 25% off. A 32-ounce bottle of Listerine that's usually $1.99, now $1.36.